Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers to veto bill protecting abortion survivors from infanticide. By Dr. Susan Barry on April 24, 2019. Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers, D, used the talking points of Planned Parenthood and its allies in the abortion industry when asked about his decision to veto legislation that would require abortionists to provide medical care to babies born alive following an abortion attempt. "I think those protections already exist," the governor said, according to the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. "We have all sorts of issues to deal with in the state of Wisconsin, and to pass a bill that is redundant seems to be not a productive use of time." The Born Alive Abortion Survivors Protection legislation would require a healthcare provider to ensure an infant who survives an abortion receives the same emergency medical treatment any other newborn would receive. According to the report, Evers said the decision by Republicans to introduce bills such as the Born Alive measure was made to create division. "I ran on the belief, and I still believe, that women should be able to make choices about their health care," Evers said. "But this deals with a specific issue that's already been resolved." Wisconsin Senate President Roger Roth, who co-authored the legislation, however, said Evers' decision not to sign the bill before a public hearing demonstrates that he has gone farther to the extreme than I imagined. Evers' words come as North Carolina Governor Roy Cooper, also a Democrat, vetoed a similar bill in his state last week, stating, "Laws already protect newborn babies, and this bill is an unnecessary interference between doctors and their patients." In March, Planned Parenthood President Dr. Lena Wen also wrote in a letter to the Wall Street Journal editorial board that there is no such thing as infanticide in medical care. However, as the nation discovered during the trial of abortionist Kermit Gosnell, convicted of murdering babies born alive after abortion by snipping their spines with scissors, government and health departments often look the other way when it comes to inspecting abortion clinics. Gosnell had been operating without inspection for decades in his West Philadelphia House of Horrors abortion clinic. His murderous practices were only discovered haphazardly during a prescription drug bust in 2010. To this day, even after the Gosnell murder conviction, Planned Parenthood, America's largest provider of abortions, continues to vehemently oppose legislation that attempts to ensure abortion clinics are required to hold to the same health and safety standards as other outpatient clinics. "If a mother is in labor, I can tell you exactly what would happen," Northam said. "The infant would be delivered. The infant would be kept comfortable. The infant would be resuscitated if that's what the mother and the family desired. And then a discussion would ensue between the physicians and the mother." In his State of the Union address, President Donald Trump condemned the Democrat Party for its support of late-term abortion and even infanticide. In February, U.S. Senate Democrats voted against the Born Alive legislation, ensuring its failure when it required a 60-vote supermajority for approval. Republican Senator Ben Sasse of Nebraska, who introduced the bill, asserted in a Fox News op-ed, "Let's speak plainly, this is barbaric. The Born Alive Abortion Survivors Protection Act would do nothing more than require that health care providers offer to a baby who survives an abortion the same level of medical care they would give to any other baby at the same gestational age. If my colleagues can't say that it's wrong to leave a living, breathing baby, cold and alone on a table, to die of neglect, then they are not only tacitly endorsing infanticide," he added. "They are helping to create a society where some people count more than others, and where the vulnerable are always at the mercy of the powerful." Recent polling by the pro-life Susan B. Anthony List found that 77% of voters support, 55% strongly support, legislation to ensure a baby who survives an abortion is given the same medical treatment as any other baby born prematurely.